Today on the podcast, we're talking about how Meta is partnering potentially with Scale AI and investing billions of dollars. Today, we're going to talk about what that means and why it's important. But before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so every single week, Jamie and I record a video that we don't post anywhere else, and we put it on a school community. This week, it was all about ChatGPT Operator. I've paid $200 this week for it, and I've been testing it out to do a whole bunch of different tasks in my business. And I found some really interesting things that I think make it a lot more useful that were literally making me pull my hair out at the beginning when I first tried this. So I think this thing is a lot better and definitely something that a lot of people could use. And so, yeah, if you're interested in watching the video, seeing if this is something that could be useful in your business before you pay $200 for it, go and join the AI Hustle School community. We have dozens of videos, over 300 members, and every single week we post a video. We have over 50 videos because we've been doing this for over a year now. This is really just like where Jamie and I put all of our creative energy on the side of like our businesses. It all goes into this community. So if you're interested in picking our brains and figuring out what we're using AI for, this is the place to go. The link is in the description. It's the AI Hustle School community, $19 a month. All right, let's get over to what Meta is doing. The first thing I thought that was really exciting was Scale AI, which, by the way, I've been saying, if there's any way people can invest, this is not financial advice, obviously, but like if you could invest in any company that is, I think, underrated, it is Scale AI. This company is doing insane numbers. So they're right now, Meta is discussing a multi-billion dollar investment into Scale AI. This is according to Bloomberg. And the deal reportedly, we don't know, the numbers haven't actually come out, could be more than $10 billion. Now, the reason why I think this is such a big deal is because that's the same amount of money that Microsoft put into OpenAI back in the day when it bought like 50% of OpenAI. And this was an eye-watering number at the time. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, $10 billion. This is absolutely insane. And now we're seeing just a couple years later, not a lot of people are batting an eye. They're like, oh yeah, $10 billion for an AI company, whatever. That's just normal. And the crazy part is, this isn't an AI company that users use. Like Scale AI isn't something that everybody knows about. This is a company that essentially they label data and they help create databases and data that they sell to AI companies to train their models. So it's really interesting to me that it's kind of like a derivative business from the main LLMs that we're so used to, but still $10 billion is going into it from Meta, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, I want to clarify about the data labeling thing just because I'm a little bit confused about it. Are we referring to like, so this is it data that's going into you be used as training, like you said, or is it, can it also mean like, we talked about kind of like a metadata attachment to images to mark them as AI. Is that also what they do or is that different?
No. So yeah, so you're on the right track with the first one. So essentially like when we train an AI model, like you could say, okay, the AI model slurped up all the text on the whole internet or like sucked up all the images on the whole internet. And the problem is it like images, text, it's all like messy data. It's not like properly labeled. And so what you have to do is you have to go into, let's say, a text document and you have to label, you know, this is a text document about X, Y, and Z. You put that in there. Now the model knows what type of document it is and it can pull it in. Same thing with images and same thing with what I think a lot of people are very familiar with is like video. So in like a video or an image, literally like AI labeling, there's lots of different aspects of it. But like one aspect of it could be like in an image, you literally get an image and you draw little red boxes inside that image. And you're like, inside this red box is an apple. Inside this red box is a pear. Inside this red box is a person. It sounds like very basic, boring, menial, but that's like labeling data. So it's giving these AI models an idea of what it is. Now that's a one aspect of it. You could do the same thing with videos and you could do the same thing with text where you're highlighting certain parts of the text and saying what it is, or you label what type of database it is, right? Like if you think of everything on the entire internet, it's like, okay, here's like 5,000 blogs about making chocolate chip cookies. But like, you got to make sure that you go check all the data, you clean the data. Oh my gosh, how did this random article from, you know, somebody about like how to make bomb cookies and it's really just about making bombs, how did this get into the cookie recipe one? Like, we got to clean that out of the data. So okay, we're cleaning the data, we're doing that kind of stuff, and it's a multi-billion dollar business.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. So Meta partnering with them, why is that just kind of to, yeah, why would they do that, I guess?
So the big reason that I think I'm seeing is because Scale AI is investing heavily into Llama. And so Meta wants to kind of encourage the big players that are boosting their own AI models. But like, that's not to say that Meta is the only one that's using them Microsoft, OpenAI, both are using them. Interestingly enough, a lot of their work is actually done by contractors. They hire contractors in third world countries to do a lot of this labeling stuff. A lot of it might be kind of repetitive or menial, so like virtual assistants and those types of people getting paid $3 an hour could be doing it. I think some people, so there was a whole, like, I guess, investigation by the Department of Labor that just got dropped recently, but it was into whether Scale AI was misclassifying and underpaying their employees. I'm personally not like a big fan of this whole thing where, like, if you go hire someone for like $5 in India or the Philippines, everyone gets mad about it or thinks it's controversial. Like, why don't you pay them an American salary? You can hire so many people. It's an amazing living wage for so many people there. I think you should just, like, if you had to pay an American wage, you just probably hire someone in America. So anyways, I think I'm happy that they got that lawsuit dropped. So how much money are they actually making, though? The number is $870 million in revenue last year, and they're expected to do about $2 billion this year. So it is seeing some absolutely amazing growth. Meta already actually was an investor in their $1 billion Series F, which had them valued about $13.8 billion. And I think the big thing that everyone's excited about that Scale AI has actually done is they built something called Defense Llama. So this is essentially an LLM, which was based off of Llama. So this is why Meta is obviously happy. But it's designed for military use, and it's on top of Meta's Llama 3 that they were able to build this. So they're building like interesting things that people are using. They actually have like their own model that they've built and stuff, and they're using Meta's Llama. So Meta wants to, I think, kind of encourage them and keep using them. And they probably feel like they have to because Meta's giving them so much money.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I'm personally excited about Meta and what they're doing with their AI, specifically with the Ray-Bans. Do you have the Ray-Bans, right, Jaden?
I don't, but I have a couple friends that have them, and I've tried them and stuff. So yeah, I've been pretty impressed, if I'm being honest.
I mean, I'm just looking forward to the day, like we've talked about, when you could, you know, put them on, look at your car engine and say, tell me how to fix it. And it can pull hopefully all the correct data from using Scale AI to tell me how to fix my car engine. That would be the dream.
Yeah. Which, speaking of which, I literally did that today with ChatGPT. With their talking and their video feed now, I was trying to, like, people can call me dumb, it's fine. I've never been like very much of a car mechanic person, and I was pretty sure I knew where the coolant cap was in my Honda Odyssey, but I wasn't 100% sure. So I had to add some coolant to it today, and I just pulled out ChatGPT, pointed my phone at it. I'm like, which one's the coolant cap? And it told me what one it was, and we were all good to go there. So I think
sweet.
Yeah, I think like you can get that same functionality. Google also has it with Google Gemini with their Pixel and stuff. And it's pretty cool. But yeah, I'll be excited when Meta actually adds it to the glasses. I think glasses are like the easiest way to ask questions about what you're actually looking at in front of you.
Cool. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate those, and it helps us get our podcast out to more people. And also be sure to check out the AI Hustle School community, where you can be a part of a community of over 300 members who are actively making money with AI and growing their businesses. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.